Pool table talk, guys. Pool table talk with the bandit. I'm here. It is almost 8:30 in the morning. Do this talk before I go to the gym, lift some weight. Got something on my mind, man. You know, this word bothers me. I don't know if you guys hear this word or come across this word. Well, before I get into that word, yesterday's game with Pittsburgh was a bunch of crap. Really was. It's a bunch of crap. You tie the game with an 0-8 team. I talked all that crap about the toilet seat, Detroit, and they actually came out and they just played us the best they could. And we just, there's something wrong with that Pittsburgh team. I hope Tomlin get it together. You know, the weather was bad, but there's no excuse. No excuse. But anyway, let's get to the word. The word is partnership. Partnership. What is that? I've been trying to figure it out. When a woman says she wants a partner, what is that? What is that? If you're gonna say you want a partner in a relationship, because I tell men all the time not to cohabitate, but if you do cohabitate, and that woman lives with you and she's paying half of the bills, that's your roommate. That's not your partner. That's not your girlfriend. She's paying you for space. That's a roommate. Any man that have anything in his life that belongs to him and he says is his, he takes care of it 100%. That's the only way you can have complete control. That's the only way you can have order. And, you know, I notice these damn women out here talk about, I need a man that's going to, you know, a partnership. We're going to bring equal value. That don't exist. That's why I'm a man going, you know, I've been going my own way. I couldn't even imagine being in a relationship the way these women think. And then if you really look at it, The women now are so masculine, man. I was out at the bar at Hudson Grill, you know, in Sandy Springs. And, I mean, the waitresses was big and huge. They got fat meat all on their backs. They got all that wiggle on the back of their arms. They got, like, two stomachs. Like, you see the gut, and then you got another gut that's hanging down where you see a line that separate the two guts. And they just walk around like it's no big deal. No big deal. I see men. Men are frail. They ain't got no weight on them. They no testosterone. Don't look like they ain't manly. You know what I mean? Especially in the black community, the guys are so frail. They ain't got no muscle mass or nothing on them. But these huge ass women. The women are huge. And I'd be like, wow. And I come to realize it's the women that the women are masculine. That's what they are. These women are masculine. And it's a shame. But getting to that word partnership. You got women that go to a career, go to a job every day and do what that boss tells them to do. It's another reason why I'm single. It's another reason why I ain't cohabitating. It's another reason why I would never be married again. Never. I don't give a damn. Marriage is out. Because that woman would go to work and she would dedicate her whole life to her career. It would mean something to her, that career. It actually means something. But then she'll get home and tell you what she's not going to do. I got a job. I work. I'm not doing all that. You got two hands. You could do it yourself. She always undermine you because she got this so-called job. And she's dedicated to it. She's more dedicated to her employer than you. And so that's why there's no such thing as a partnership. That's out. Partnership. That sounds just as bad as independent. And we know women are not independent at all. Just a fact. You have these men on these channels, these apps, and they're trying to figure out a way to make it work. I give them kudos. I give them credit. There are men out here trying to find ways to make relationships work. They digging deep. You got to put the work in. You got to sacrifice. You know, you have to understand from her point of view. It's all psychobabble. That's all it is, psychobabble. A woman follows. A woman receives. A woman do not lead. Period. Look at the country now. You have all these women now, more than ever in office, mayors and lieutenant governors and governors and presidential candidates, and they got women in your local government. How's that working for us, man? How's that working for us? Ain't working too good, is it? How is it that so-called gender equality working for you, man? Partnership? It's not a partnership. It's not. Women today only respect what they want and who they can get it from, where they can get it from. And once they get it, they're done. They're out. There are no consequences for women. We have a government set up to tell women that they could do anything they want. You could be anything you want to be, including queens and princes and all that. Princesses, however you want to say it. They still want to be the girl, they want us to treat them like women, females. How you want men to treat you like a queen and a princess when you out here being manly and masculine and overweight and want to be a partner? How do you do both? How can a real man come into a woman's life? And this woman's going to tell him, I got a career. I got a job. I'm not going to be home taking care of the kids. No. I'm not washing clothes. I'm not cooking meals. I'm not going to make the house festive. I'm not going to bring peace. I'm the table. This is what these women talking about now. I tell you, there's a lot of planes coming through this morning. I live over here by the private airport where a lot of jets take off. You know, these rich people, and they taking off today. I guess it's Monday. They got to go. But anyway, but you have men out here that's going for it, all to be able to say, hey, I have somebody. Hey, man, I get sex on the regular. Oh, man, that little bit I have to put up with her, that ain't nothing. It's easier than being by myself. It's better than it's better than coming home and nobody's there waiting on me. Men, you better learn how to be alone. If you don't learn how to be alone, you're going to suffer. They're going to use your loneliness against you. They're going to use your vulnerability against you. They're going to try to work their way up in your life to make you think this word partnership is a great deal, like single motherhood package deals. Look at what Disney doing right now. Single Dad, the movie, Disney. Preparing our young black boys to be stepfathers. Yep, is that a partnership? I'd like to ask that question. Is that a partnership? The woman got two kids by a dude. We don't know if it's by two guys or one guy. I know one thing. Neither one of the kids is his. Which makes him a stepdaddy. Is that a partnership? Good question, ain't it? We can't even get our women to lose weight. That's my point. We can't even get black women to lose weight. Over 80% of them obese or overweight. And now they want to say they want a partnership? Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind? Just something for the bros to think about. When a woman says she brings equal value to the table, and just in case of you guys out there that met someone. You know, you think this girl is heaven sent. Yeah, look at Tyrese right now. About to get mangled in court for a second time. Yep. And he said that broad was heaven sent. He said the stars and the moons and everything lined up just right. And the constellations and the bright light and Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow early in every damn thing. Everything lined up just right. And guess what? He going to be in court. He going to pay that child support. He going to pay her alimony. He going to pay every damn expense because men won't learn that traditionalism is over. Something catastrophic is going to happen to bring back traditionalism. Men, stop trying to be traditional. Women are not traditional anymore. They're not. Women do not have a care in the world about you. Even when they come in your life, they tell you it's a partnership. There is no respect for you and what you bring to the table. Nothing. These women would rather go out and have sex with themselves. And you got black women out here want to call men gay for going their own way. MGTOW men are gay. They gay. Ain't nobody more gayer than black women. I've seen more lesbian women with children in the black community. They don't get no more gayer than a black woman. They the one who co-sign black men being gay like that, but they want to call the straight conservative male gay. A man that's on his purpose, that don't stand for all that crap. They want to call us gay because we go our own way. We go out there and we get an abundance mindset. We ain't prioritizing women, especially women that are talking about a partnership. That's gay. That's a gay term, partnership, or a business term. But I know in relationships, if you call somebody that's my partner, I'm assuming that that's a gay relationship. That is a same-sex relationship because that's what they adopted, along with the rainbow flag and the word gay itself. That's what I'm trying to say. It's funny how us MGTOW men And men that's going their own way, men that's on their purpose, can't say certain words, but these communities can steal words and make it their own. There's nothing sexual about a rainbow. Nothing. There's nothing sexual about a rainbow. They made it that way. They perversed it. The word gay means happy. It used to be a word in the Flintstones. They're going to have a gay old time. Now it's considered perverse. They can't come up with their own. They can't make something of their own. They have to take something that belongs to people that have a real sense of character and morale. And they take those words from these kind of people and they twist it. But then they tell you can't say a word that they don't like. But they could take words that's been in the dictionary and it's already been established what these words mean. They'll take those words and turn it into something else and say, oh yeah, that's fair. So in my eyes, men, there is no partnership. There is no negotiation. There is no sitting down, talking about how we can make it better. I don't care to negotiate with terrorists. I don't care to do it. The Western woman is a fallen woman. I wouldn't give them a chance at anything. And you know what? And I tell you right now, I'm making this video to tell them what they can do with their partnership. And I'm advising you to tell them what to do with their so-called partnership. We don't accept. Bandit out.